James, in his third chapter, in verse 2, said we all stumble in many things. And if all of us can say amen to that, there's no question about it. I don't know a Christian who's not quite aware of the myriad ways that we fall short of the glory of God. In the book of James, I had been doing some reading in it, and I noticed that James was almost on a bit of a negative kick. I mean, he had accused his readers of lusting and fighting and coveting and insinuated they were selfish, and if that wasn't enough, he called them idolaters and just wasn't happy. He wasn't happy at all. And possibly he had a reason for that because of the sin that he saw. But by the time he got to the fourth chapter and verse number 6, and that's a passage that I think we need to think about, because it brings us back to a place we all need to be. And that tells us that God gives more grace. More grace. It does say that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. But isn't it beautiful to think about that he gives more grace? Because we all stumble, every one of us, in many ways. But he gives more grace. Every day we fall short of the grace of God. But he gives us more grace. We struggle. We fall. We get up and we fall again. But he gives more grace. Reminds me of what Paul wrote in Romans, the 5th chapter, in verse 20, where Paul says, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Much more. All of us need a lot of that grace. I know I do. Isn't it good that it's not a finite amount? That there's only so much grace, and when he gives it all out, there isn't any more? Whew, that's a scary thought. That's a terrifying thought. But James does say that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. There's only one thing that can be a barrier between us as his children and God's grace. And that's pride. Pride. Pride makes us think we don't need God's grace. We're doing pretty well on our own. I'm so much better than that one or this one. Or, oh my, better than that one over there. Pride trusts in our own righteousness, our own ability to do good, to be good, and to look good. Pride emphasizes self over God, works over grace, and appearance over substance. So, in James' statement, that he gives more grace, there's a tremendous promise. But there's also a warning. God gives more grace to anyone willing to accept it. What an incredible blessing. You know, when we sat down, and I encourage you to do that occasionally, and think about the way God has blessed us. It's overwhelming. But then you think of the grace of God and the fact that he's willing to give more grace. What an incredible blessing. But he withholds that grace from the proud. Nothing could be worse. Nothing. We need to look deep within ourselves and say, am I too proud to accept God's grace? Or do I recognize where I am? Will you pray with me? Father, Remove all traces of pride from our hearts and fill us with your humility. Though we're not worthy, please give us more grace. Never oppose us, never reject us. Keep us humble and within your will. We ask this through Jesus. And it's in his name. Amen. We need to make that prayer. Because it is so easy to look around and see those who are not as righteous as you. It's so easy to see those that don't work as hard for Christ as you. It's so easy to look around and think, you know, I'm doing pretty good. Maybe I'm not perfect, but I'm doing pretty good. Got news. No, you're not. No, you're not. You just acknowledge that you got one of the biggest problems that you can have, and that is pride. We need humility. We need to be humble so that we can get more grace. More grace. Because we all need it every day. If you need the grace of God tonight, and you need your brothers and sisters to pray with you and to pray for you, give us that opportunity. And do it right now, while we stand and while we sing.